I've been telling someone I never was going to make you another tape, but I finally got around to it. That TV we've got causes a problem on letter writings and making tapes and stuff, because we get to watch the TV and then it's time for us to go to bed and we don't realize that it's too late to do anything. But tonight I took off and wanted to make y'all a tape. I received the one tape y'all sent where Grandpa talked on it, and I really enjoyed it. In fact, I kept it. I didn't erase it. I'm just going to keep that tape. But I'll try to tell you something about, remember the last time I sent one, but I'll try to tell you some of the things that's gone on since then and my trip to Hong Kong and everything. I did really have a nice time in Hong Kong. It was a great rest, and it's really a nice place to visit, I think. It's an international city, and there's a lot of Americans there. We talked to several people from the United States that are traveling and businessmen and things of this nature. And shopping there, you just, like I almost did, you go out of your mind because things are a lot cheaper. And clothes are, like in the States, they sell on styles and things like this, but not anything on quality. But there, everything's on material and quality. And if you want a suit, they don't care what it looks like, what the style is. You just show them a picture of it and they make it. And it's really nice. Most of the suits, well, the suit I bought cost me $34, and it'll be coming home. I'm getting ready to send for it now and have it sent home. And I bought a tailor-made sport coat, and it'll be coming with it. And I got them both for, it was $60. And they're both out of real good material. And shirts, I bought one shirt, and I started looking around, and instead of buying just a regular ready-made shirt, it took them 4 hours to tailor-make me a shirt. And, just perfect fit. But, of course, I didn't get very many shirts. And my suits and stuff, my suit, I got it bigger in the waist. I got it quite a bit bigger than I am now, about what I was when I came over here. So maybe I'm going to outgrow it, but I thought I'd try it, and if it didn't fit me too long, I could always sell it to somebody or give it to somebody, because it didn't cost that much. But it was really nice. And the shopping there, they got anything you want. But we took some tours while we were there. I've got about 80 pictures I've taken, and I had to buy self-developing film, prepaid developing, because they didn't have any of the other kind. So I'm getting ready to send it off tomorrow. I finished the last few pictures up here, and when I get pictures back, I'll probably just bring them home with me instead of sending them. But if I get them pretty quick, I'll send them home to y'all. Because I know a lot of the pictures I take over here, you don't know what they are, and it'd be better anyway if you see them when I'm there. But we had a real nice hotel. My room was $8 a day because I had a TV in it. But most of them were $7 a day unless you want a TV, and it was just $1 and they brought a TV in. And the rooms were just as nice as the Holiday Inns and Howard Johnson's and everything is back in the States. They were really nice, and it kind of surprised me. And everyone was very friendly. Most people could speak English or speak, enough English to get along. And I know Wednesday night, I found out, the first thing I did when I got there was look in the phone directory for the church. And so I called them, and it was Wednesday day when I called them. And so they told me, they gave me an address. And then I had another address that I'd got from the R&R Center. But they were supposed to be close together, so the taxi cab driver could read the Chinese characters on the address the R&R Center gave me, so I gave it to him, and he took me there and let me out, and I couldn't find where I was supposed to go, and no one could speak English, and people were on the street stopping, and I was stopping them, trying to get them to help me. All they can understand was numbers. You tell them the 79 is the building number, and that's all they could understand. But anyway, I stayed in there about 2 hours, and I never could get anywhere, and church is already over with by then, so I didn't get to go. I got back to the hotel, and I called them. And I was about 10 blocks from there because the way the taxi cab driver, he let me off wrong. But I did visit with him a little bit on the phone. So it was worth the experience. It was funny trying to talk to those people that couldn't speak English and I couldn't speak Cantonese. And most 99% of the people there are Chinese and that live there because they come over from Red China, and some of them, I guess, are born there. But we went up to the Red China border one day on a tour and went through some of the farming country around there, and I got several pictures of that. And It was interesting, you know, to see the Red Chinese border. You could see the soldiers and the guards and everything out there. And I guess it might not be good to be there now because I hear them and Russia are having a little bit of trouble. Maybe they'll work on each other a while. But that was interesting. Then another tour we took is we went to a fishing village. And it's all the people there live in boats. And they call them junks, Chinese junks. And that's why they call them junks, because that's what they look like. And they have a floating restaurant there in this village. It's, you know, it's on a boat. I've got some pictures of it. And well, you might have seen the movie Susie Wong. Well, it's the same type of boat that, you know, the restaurant that was the main deal in the movie. In fact, that the boat that was in that movie, we saw it, but it was up on the other, it was way on away from there. But anyway, you start out at 5 o'clock in the evening and you sail through the harbor on a ship. You know, a boat. They're pretty big boats, you know, they hold a lot of people. And you sail around in the harbor till sunset, and then at sunset you go right into the sun, and you go all the way around an island. And the boat pulls up there, and you get out of the boat, and you go in the restaurant and eat, and then you come back, and it's night. It takes about an hour to make the entire trip. You know, not the entire trip, but just one way from the fishing village back to Kowloon, where we left from. And Hong Kong's broke up into three main sections. And one of them is Hong Kong itself, which is on Hong Kong, which is on Victoria Island. And then Kowloon, which is, you know, still part of it. And then the New Territories. And it's all part of the British Commonwealth, as Britain leased it from Red China. And the lease will be up in about 20 more years, I think. But it was very interesting, those tours. I got a lot of pictures. Another tour we took, we went on top of a mountain, but it was cloudy, and about halfway up the mountain, we got into clouds, and all you could see was white. You know, you were right in the middle of a cloud, and so that was kind of a flop. But we were tired that day. It was towards the last, and I didn't get much sleep while I was there. We was too much to see and do, so we ran around all the time. I went with a boy that I was at Fort Dix with, and then we met up with another guy from Florida on the way. He's in the cab too. He was getting ready to go home, and he was taking his R&R just before he left, and he was in out of the field. He was 11 Charlie like Jess was, and so we met up with him, and so we all three ran around together, and we stayed at the same hotel, and we did just about everything together, and so that made it interesting. You know, we knew guys there and everything. But, of course, the people know you're there, and they want your money. And everywhere you look, somebody's trying to sell you something. In fact, you just walk in the hotel, and they start dragging you in stores and everything. But after a while, if you run out of money, you don't have to worry about that. They don't drag you in too much. They do. They give you Cokes and everything in the stores, so when we get thirsty, we just go in and bum a Coke off of them and leave. But it didn't go fast. You know, I thought it'd just go real fast and be over before you know it. But we had all the time in the world. In fact, about halfway through it, we wondered how long it was going to last, because we'd seen a big part of the territory, and so the rest of it we could just do pretty what we wanted to. I guess we're always afraid that we won't have enough time to do everything, and we had plenty of time. In fact, when we left, we were ready to come back. But I'll be ready to leave for good. That's why we was ready to come back, because we know we'll be getting closer to leaving. Excuse me, I got that hiccup. But we landed in Cameron, you know, then coming back, and we stayed there for 2 days. And before we started back to Phuc Binh, and then we went to An Khe and processed back through there. Was there about 3 days, and then we came on up here. And while I was gone, nobody did my job for me. It just piled up, and I just now got caught back up to where I can see it above my head. And so it's all back down to normal now. But we got some new desk in the other day, real desk. We've been using wooden desks, and we got two electric typewriters, so that's helped things. And I told you about the TV. And in fact, there's a basketball game on now. We've got several football games. I saw Dallas and Minnesota play, I believe it was. And there's another football, NFL Pro Bowl or something's on tomorrow night, I noticed in the schedule. So that TV's really helped. It cost us about $8 a piece before we was all through with it. And then when I leave, the guy that takes my place will give me my $8 back, and then he'll have it while he's here. But actually, the way it works, it won't cost you anything unless you're one here when the TV wears out. And then you'll have to lose your $8. But I don't think I'll have to worry about that since I'll be leaving pretty soon. Early out, I guess we know what we've told y'all, we know about it. My ETS is 22 May. My DROS is 17 May. I leave, DROS means it's when I leave Vietnam. The time I leave here at Phuc Vinh will be 10 May. And by that time, the rear area in Anke should be moved up to Benoit, which is only a 10-minute flight. And I know you've probably heard stuff about Benoit here lately, but it's a big place. And nothing's been happening right over where it's going to be, and it's all right. In fact, I'm glad it's moving because I don't really, the only way to travel over here is by air, but these airplanes are, I guess they're trustworthy, but they make all sorts of weird noises, and I don't care about flying much anymore now that I'm, when I first got here.